tonight when you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. I'd like to tell Sandy Point Church, we appreciate this opportunity to come and to preach in this revival starting tonight and through Wednesday night of next week. And tell the good pastor, Brother Mike, his helpmate, we love all of them. And I count it an honor to be here tonight. A lot of people think winning an Oscar, that's an honor, but that's not an honor to me. Being where the Lord would have me to be is my greatest honor tonight. Amen. I'm serving a Lord that one day I'm going to win the greatest trophy of all. Amen. When this life is over with. Tonight, we'd like to share a thought with you that God's instilled in our heart. And this is the only thing we can share with you is what God gives us. A lot of time people afraid to preach what God gives them, but I've never preached for membership or nothing else. I just try to preach what the Lord lays on my heart. Tonight I'd like to use a subject. There's two ways that you can die. You can die saved or you can die lost.
Amen.
There's no in between those deaths.
Amen.
It's either saved or lost. And tonight, when you die, we're going to spend an eternity one place or the other. Amen? And before we get into this thought and this subject tonight, I'm going to ask my brother here to ask God's blessing on this service and ask God's blessings up on me. Brother Ward, would you ask that please for me?
I think that's it, sir. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this. You've given our preacher, Brother Sandy, to teach us. Father, we are just so thankful to be here tonight at this congregation. We just bless you with all our hearts. Father, we pray that you watch each one of us as we leave, just get us home safe.
Yes.
For the young man to come in, I feel that he was probably lost, that he had retained something from this
yes.
preacher that blessed him, and for the preacher Derek, for his stomach. I just pray in all these that you reach down and touch each one
yes.
and each one
yes.
of
us. Yes, more.
Lord, let this man, Sammy, give us a sermon tonight that we'll all share and carry home with us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the good humble prayer. Been prayed through the church tonight. I know God hears our prayers. Amen. When we're humble with the Lord, He hears our prayers. And you know, tonight we'd like to use a scripture found in Ecclesiastes. The 11th chapter and the 3rd verse. I want you to listen to what the Word of God says tonight. It said, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree falls towards the south or towards the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. Now it's not talking about an oak tree or a sycamore or a gum or a pine or a cedar tree, but it's talking about the very soul of man tonight. Amen. Now man became a living soul back in the beginning of time. Amen. We find in the book of Genesis in about the 2nd chapter and the 7th verse there, it said, and the Lord God had formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, something that will never die. It will live one place or the other after this life is all said and done with. Amen?
Amen?
So tonight, my friends, you have an opportunity if you're here. I don't know your heart. I just know my own heart tonight. But I'm going to preach what God gives me about this message. But I'll say if you're here tonight and you don't know the Lord as your Savior and your Master, you've never been born again, please listen to this message tonight because it's for you and those that don't know the Lord. Amen? And brother, tonight you can have this old time Holy Ghost blood bought, born again salvation in your heart and in your soul if you want it. But it comes by one way. In John 6:44, Jesus said this himself, no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. So there's got to be a drawing power in each and every individual's life to let you know where you stand with the Lord tonight. Amen. So I'm glad that God drawed me, the Heavenly Father, and drawed me to His salvation, which was Jesus Christ. Amen. And without the Lord tonight, you'll die in your sins, and you'll go to a place called hell. And brother, it's a place of torment. The Bible said, where the smoke of your torment will descend up forever and ever, where the fire is never quenched, and the worm doth not. So there's a place you'll live one day, and it ain't like a ball game. You can't come back and play another inning of this thing. Amen. When you come to the bounds that man can't cross, it's too late then. Amen. So brother, why not make your peace, call it an election sure tonight, here in this little revival that's going on here at Sandy Point. You can come and have a relationship with the Father. We find in Revelation 3:20, He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear my voice and open that door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me." Brother, that will be the best communion that you'll ever have. Amen. In your lifetime. Amen. You can have that and be ready to die when the Lord calls you home. Amen? He's going to get a desire one day for the works of His hands. And it don't make no difference if you're living a bad life or a good life. You're going to go. Amen? A lot of people think they're going to live forever, but you're not here. The ever life comes when you die. And we find over in the book of Revelation 22:11, said, "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still." You can die unrighteous, or you can die righteous. Amen. Or you can die filthy, or you can die holy tonight. Amen. It's your choice in life, but you've got to be drawn by that Spirit of God and get saved, and then you make your choice in whom you're going to serve. Amen. As old Joshua told him in the book of Joshua 24:15, said, "If it seemed evil for you to serve the Lord, choose you whom this day you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I'm so glad tonight that I choose, after I got saved, to follow the Lord.
Amen.
We got people think they can just turn from their wicked ways and join a church. And I told somebody, they told me that, and I said, "Well, that won't work as easy as you think it will, because when you go to join a church, the first thing is going to be asked to you when they open that door to the church and you want to join that church, give your experience in grace. That's the very first question you're going to be asked." And I said, "That second question, have you been baptized, or will you be willing to follow the Lord in submersion?" And I said, "Are you going to lie about it?" We got a lot of liars in churches, amen? I don't care if you're baptized in every creek, every pond, every stream, every muddy hole in this world, till the tadpoles knows you by name, you'll die in your sin and you'll split hell wide open. Well, Brother Douglas, I don't like preaching about hell. It's a kind of scary. And well, good, you need to get scared. You need some correction in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah 1:18. It's a one-on-one situation. It's a personal relationship between man and God. Isaiah said, "Come now," Jesus said this to the Lord, said, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Well, you would look at that and say, well, it ain't a sin that my God can't forgive. Yes, there's one that he will not forgive in this world or the world to come, and that's blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. Well, what's blaspheme? The Bible says he that don't believe in the only begotten of the Father, who's full of grace and truth, is already condemned in his own heart. Be sure that your righteousness tonight exceeds the righteousness of the Pharisees. One on one. I couldn't get nobody to work out my salvation for me. That's what I had against the Gideon Bibles. They had a sinner's prayer in the Gideon Bible. And I told them, I said, you know, that's a pretty prayer and a sincere prayer that somebody prayed. But I said, you're going to deceive people and think they can pray that prayer and be saved. The prayer that's going to save you tonight is the one that's in your heart. Amen. You might not pray the prettiest prayer in the world. I couldn't pray. I didn't know how to pray. I've heard my granddaddy and grandmama and them pray. I didn't know how to pray. But when I come to that altar, you know what I said? I said, Lord, if you'll save me, woo, I'll do anything in the world for you. Oh, what a profound statement I'd made. Anything in the world for you. But he knows that I meant business, and he is an old business God, and he meant business with me that night. Brother, he picked me up out of the mire pit of sin I was in, just as he did the sons of David, placed this old boy's feet upon the solid rock and established my goings on. I've got something tonight, brother. The devil, he can't shake it out of me. You know, he tried to do old Peter that way in the book of Luke. But God told him, Jesus told him, said, Peter, Satan had desired to shift you his way, but I prayed for you. Amen. And he prays for each and every one of us to save by his grace. Amen. Every day. Amen. That Satan can't come in and shake the good stuff out that the Lord has put there.
Amen.
And I'll guarantee you ain't none of us perfect today neither.
Amen.
But you know, we read about Job, you know, he said he was an upright man, a perfect man, one that sheweth all evil. He wasn't perfect in the flesh, but he was perfect with the love and the trust that he had in his heart for the Lord.
Amen.
And this is what makes you perfect today. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. That's why the natural man, he's going to see corruption. One day when the trump of God shall sound, he said, the dead in Christ shall rise, and them that remain shall be gathered to meet him in the air, to be changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going to lay down the old corruptible body.
Amen.
But when I hear that trump of God sound, I'm coming out of that grave. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm going to have a glorified body, an immortality body, like it unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, don't you want to be saved tonight? I tell you, if you're here tonight, this is a serious situation. Hell is real. You know, hell was just a small place starting out. Well, I ain't never heard that. Well, I'll tell you, it was a small place. It was just for Satan and the angels that followed him in the warfare over there in the book of Revelation, the 12th chapter and the 7th verse. You remember when Michael and the angels fought against the great dragon, and the great dragon fought against him with his angels and prevailed not, and there was no place found in heaven anymore for him, and he was cast down to the earth. This is what hell was prepared for. But we look in the book of Isaiah 5 and 14, hell has enlarged herself, opened her borders without measure, her mouth, because so many people are going there that God don't send you. He gives you a chance. He gives you an escape route to be saved.
Amen.
Well, I don't think God sent anybody to hell. He don't. Just the angels and the devil. But when you go, you'll go as an intruder. I didn't know that. You know it tonight.
Amen.
Revelations 22 and 17. I like these invitations that God gives us.
Amen.
Revelations 22 and 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. It don't cost you one dime. Isaiah said, come without money, without pride. It don't cost you nothing. But it costed my Jesus his precious life on the cross. Some people said, well, he didn't feel the pain like you and I would. Well, he was in the flesh and blood and bone. Anybody preach in their way, stay away from him. He's an antichrist. When they drove those spikes, he moaned for pain. When they dropped him in that hole, suspended between the heavens and earth. Somebody said, oh, Judas Isaacard, he led him to the cross. Judas Isaacard didn't lead nothing to the cross. It was our sins.
Amen.
And that's what helped him there. The spikes couldn't hold him. He could have called 12 legions of angels, 72,000, to get him down. It was our sins. A man that knew no sin bore our sins up on an old rugged cross at Golgotha's Hill, the place of the skull over 2,000 years ago. And when he was dying, you know what he said? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When the gospel's preached to you, you know what you're doing tonight.
Amen.
You know who you are tonight. Don't you say this old tall, slim, bald-headed man come down here at Sandy Point and said, I was lost. I ain't saying but this. You know.
Amen.
It's not what's around you or what about you. It's what's in you. You want to go to heaven? You got to do something. You got to be willing to do something.
Amen.
Well, I didn't think I had to do anything to go to heaven. Boy, are you fooled. I was talking today in the service. You know, people say, well, he's a God-called preacher. It's easy for him to take a stand and preach. I said, is it easy for you? As Christians, we ought to be losing more sleep than we've ever lost in our life. We're living in the ungodliest world I've ever seen. We're living in a time they're calling good evil and evil good. I thought about the abortions that's taking place. Millions of babies has been killed. What the Lord had told Jeremiah. Said, I knew you before you was ever conceived. I knew you when you come out of your mother's womb. He said, I sanctified you. I ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations.
Amen.
What do you think our job is? The Lord said, he that suffers with me shall also reign with me. Do you like suffering? I don't. But I want to suffer for the Lord. Because I know one day I'm going to reign with him. I know I'm going home when this life is over with. Some people said, when are you going to quit preaching, Brother Douglas? Your health's got bad and you're getting on up in years. I said, when you see my toes sticking straight up in a casket out there at the funeral, you can say, oh, Brother Douglas is retired.
That's right.
There's no retirement in opening your mouth.
That's
right. Matthew 11:28-30. Listen to these scriptures. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. 1 John 5:3 said, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. He's never given me nothing that I couldn't keep. I'll lose my hat. I'll ask my wife, "Where'd I do that old hat?" She said, "It's where you pulled it off." I said, "Well, do you know where I pulled it off? It's where you pulled it off." I'll eventually find it. I'm glad I've got my soul in the keepings of an Almighty God.
Amen.
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 Amen. We find in the book of Luke, the 16th chapter, 19th verse, said there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. That's like the biggest part of the world. They're faring sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus laid at the rich man's gate, full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. And the Bible said, moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it come to pass, the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. We've got Paul buried the angels. We've got ministering angels. We've got guardian angels. Do you believe in the angels tonight? I do. I don't know how long the rich man lived after Lazarus died. He could have lived several years. I do not know that. But I do know what the Bible said. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. More than one. Got all five of your senses down there. You won't go as a spirit down there. You'll go as your flesh and blood and bone, just like you are here tonight. Don't think you'll lay out in that grave for thousands of years. That rich man didn't. When he was buried in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. And I want to show you how things reverse in life. He's seeing Abraham afar off. Now, he didn't look into the kingdom of God, but he's seen Abraham afar off with Lazarus there in his bosom, and he began to cry out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, that you may send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cover my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame." What did Abraham say? "Son, remember, in thy lifetime thou receiveth thy forth good things. Likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he's comforted and thou art tormented." You're getting just exactly what you deserve. See, he was cut off from the love of God forever and ever. There was no chance ever getting out of that awful place of hell. And you know, back when I was growing up and we was at school and kids would get a whooping, they'd want to drag you down with them. They won't tell on you, you know. Or he was in on it too because they was afraid to take a whooping by themselves. Me, I never told on nobody. I just took a whooping and went on. I didn't rat on nobody. But I knowed a lot of them that drug me right with them. I wouldn't have done them out of the way, but they did me. But I want you to look here now. This rich man in this bad place. And he said, "I pray thee, Father." And what you know before we got that poor? He said, "There's a great good fish that we can't come from up here down there. You can't come from down there up here. You're evermore separated from the love of God." What did James 1:14-15 say? "But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. When lust conceives, bringeth forth sin. When sin is finished, bringeth forth death." Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Now this is a separation Like the rich man was separated right here. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven tonight. I'm glad that I've got the eternal security in my life tonight. I don't have to worry. I see people says they're Christian, worry about every little thing they do. My goodness, you ain't a very strong Christian. Or you ain't going to do the wrong things if you walk up right before God.
Amen.
Somebody said, how do you get to heaven, Brother Doug? I said, get saved, turn right, go straight. And you'll go to heaven. That rich man, he was crying, he was begging. And then he said, Father Abraham. He said, send Lazarus back to my father's house, for I have five brothers there, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this awful place of torment. See, a man that was in torment, he didn't want them to come down there. It was that bad. He didn't want to drag them with him. It was too bad. That's what hell is. You think you burn your finger on a stove and how that hurts? Well, that ain't nothing. Some people said, well, my fear is being buried alive. Well, that'd be a picnic if you're lost. And then Father Abraham said, well, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Nay, Father Abraham. But if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said, now if they'll not hear Moses or the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. I'm preaching you of one that rose from the dead. The only one that ever rose from the dead is still alive.
Amen.
Old Lazarus that I preached about right here, the rich man, he done been called out of the tomb the fourth day, but now he's done faced death and he went on to be with the Lord. There's Elijah went up in a whirlwind eunuch. God took him. But I don't know. They won't be the two witnesses to come back. I don't know. But I do know one thing. We've got to die to live. I heard a country song. I ain't much on country much. But I heard a country song. And it said everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die. And I dare to say, if you ask anybody, would you want to go to torment or would you want to go to a place of peace and harmony and with the Lord? Oh, I'd rather go to heaven. Of course he had. Nobody wants to go to hell. But yet, they live in that kind of life. You've got two ways tonight to die. You don't have to die in your sin. I don't care if you're a whoremonger, idolatry, fornicator, doper, whatever. My Bible said in Luke 5:32, he said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Amen.
He died for you,
Amen. And
he died for me.
Amen.
He died for this rich man, but he failed to heed the warnings of God's word. Do you think the Spirit of God is going to always strive with you? He's a long-suffering God. We find that in 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord's not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. Then we find over in Genesis 6:3, the Lord said, my spirit will not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There's coming a cutting off time. I heard a man back years ago when I was a kid right here at Sandy Point. And it never did leave me, and it never will leave me. That's when the old building back here. And he got up and he said, the Lord dealt with him several times a long life journey. But he can't even shed a tear now, and he can't get the spirit back. I hope he was wrong. But that always stood out to me, what he said. Why spurn the invitation of the Lord? The Lord's here tonight.
Amen.
The table's spread right here tonight. And you know we offend the Lord when we don't come and partake off of his table. I'll tell you, just like I'll give you the natural. I went home one evening after hauling concrete, back when I was hauling concrete. Boy, I just didn't feel good, hot. I got too hot that day. And my wife said, I got you a good supper in there. And I said, honey, I just don't believe I can eat anything. She said, well, all right, if you don't eat, you can eat your bologna sandwich tomorrow night. I offended her. And I'm just thinking how people offend the Lord when they don't come. Take what they can on this table tonight. Well, how old do you have to be saved? I don't know. I just know when you feel the drawing power in your heart, then you become accountability of your sin. Well, I felt a little tugging in my heart and I don't know what it is. It just keeps bothering me. I know what it is. It's the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord ain't going to come and knock you down and drag you to an altar, okay? It don't work that way.
Amen.
He didn't come in the wind. He didn't come in the lightning. He didn't come in the thunder. But he come with a little still audible voice. And that's the way he'll come to you tonight. Why did God send his son to this old sin-cursed world? I'm going to tell you. John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world. You know, it's a lot of Christians can't even quote that scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Why did he come and die for you and I? To bring man back into a relationship from whence man had fallen all the way from the Garden of Eden there that God had planted eastward. To put man's hand back into the hand of the Heavenly Father. Ain't you glad we have a Savior that loved us that much?
Yes,
I've got two sons and a daughter. I wouldn't want to sacrifice neither one of them. Boy, I just think about that music he's making on them harps. I can see why Saul, that evil spirit left Saul when David got to playing. David was a good player. Boy, I tell you, he played them old evil spirits away, didn't he? Boy, that was pretty. That about put me to sleep. Never heard them play. I've seen them. And you know, some people don't even like music in the church. I don't think they'll ever go to heaven if they don't watch it. Or there's going to be a lot of it up there. I'm not the only one going to heaven tonight. You know who's going to heaven? Those have been born again. Well, how about different various churches? Well, if they've been born again and live for the Lord, they've got a right to that crown as anybody else.
Amen.
Of course, we won't keep it. We'll be like a 24-hour. We won't cast it to Jesus' feet. We're not worthy of it. I ain't never been worthy of nothing much, have you? We'll go on just a little bit further. We find in Matthew 25:1 said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And we're all going forth to meet him one day.
Amen.
When that cry is going to be made, we're going forth. And the Bible said the foolish took their lamps but no oil with them. Well, somebody said, well, how did the lamps burn if it, you know, it went out? Well, I used to be a wick burner myself. I remember my grandmom and them, they'd buy kerosene for the old kerosene lanterns and put new wicks in them. It had to sit there a while for them wicks to soak that kerosene up to keep from burning the wick up. Am I right or wrong?
Amen.
I burnt the wicks up because I thought I didn't understand. I'd light them things and then burn a wick before the kerosene got up burning. It burned a lot of that wick up. They was wick burners. They wasn't saved. They wasn't no backsliding about it. They was lost. For they took no oil in their lamp. That's the spirit. But the five took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, the Bible said they all slumbered and slept. And here, boy, what's going to get you now? And at midnight a cry was made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. All ye go out to meet him. All of them arose and trimmed their lamps. But something happened to these foolish. They began to call upon the wise and said, our lamps have gone out. Give us of your oil. Not so. For we just have enough for us and not you, but rather go buy for yourself from them that sell. While they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went into the door to the marriage, and the door was shut. Like at our. God shutteth in Revelation, no man openeth, and he openeth, no man shutteth. He shut them in. Well, here come these other five. Lord, open to us. And he said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Well, won't that be sad? Thinking you're going to heaven and you ain't even headed that way. We got a lot of people think they can come to church one time a month. One time every 2 months. And the only time you really get a lot of people together is when you have a homecoming. And I call them fork and spoon people. Boy, I don't like that. Well, that's what you are. They that were ready. Are you ready tonight? If the death angel should call you, because you're young, don't mean you're going to live 100 years. What did Jesus say in John 7 and 6? Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. In other words, we can go at a freak accident. We could go at any given time. So I encourage you tonight, don't think that you're going to be saved when you want to. That won't happen. You'll be saved when the Spirit is drawing you.
Amen.
I've seen people talked off the altars. That makes me sick. Somebody run down there with a Bible reading to them, and God done got them down there on the altar. Why they need to read to them? Well, I don't like that preacher. Well, that's good. You need corrections. Are you all right? You believe the Lord saved you? If he had, let him get up and say, hey, I've been saved. Amen on that.
Amen.
Don't talk them up. Let the Lord get them up.
Amen.
And then they've got something they'll not be afraid to die with. So tonight, there's two ways that you can die. You can die lost, or you can die saved. I've helped funerals. I know everybody ain't went to heaven. But I don't know who did or who didn't. I don't know that. I can't judge a soul. Because I find in Matthew 7:1 said, judge not that you be not judged. That's God's business. I was holding a funeral one time, and the fella told me, he said, well, you know he didn't go to heaven. He got killed drunk. And I said, no, sir, I don't know that. I don't know what happened in a few minutes. I don't know. Just a bat of an eye, you can be saved if the Spirit's there. But don't let the devil rock you onto an eternity thinking, I'll just go up there any time I want to. It won't happen. I'm telling you from experience, it won't happen. Let's get a song, Brother Mike. Two ways that you can die. If you want to die right tonight, and if you're here and you're not saved by the grace of God and you feel something tugging you, you can get to die right tonight, right here. You can get it right here tonight. Used to be a commercial about siding. Don't pull it off. Put it on. Don't put it off. Let God come in your hearts. He'll clean you whiter than any fuller's soap ever thought to clean. As we sing, God bless.